You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Buongiorno, my friends. This is Alex Pardo. I am back from my 23-day travels around Italy with my family and some friends. I'm just super excited. I've been looking forward to hopping on this microphone and producing this podcast episode for you because I got several things I want to share with you. And thank you, first of all, to those of you who have following our travels and our journey on social media. I can't tell you how many countless DMs and messages I got. And I share that with you because I wanted to hopefully take you along our journey because it's been a long road to get to the point where we can just take 3+ weeks off, almost an entire month off, do no work, and just completely immerse myself in a different culture with my family, with those that I love, and just providing experiences for my family. That's what having a clear vision for your life can do for you. That's what having a business that can operate without you can do for you. A business that's location independent, a business that can be run from a laptop, from a cell phone, a business that operates on systems that doesn't require a large team, that you can just have 1-2 key team members that can run those systems for you. That is what allowed me the peace of mind to completely disconnect for 24 days and just enjoy Italy. We ended up traveling and visiting 25 cities in 23 days. And that we were averaging, I think, close to 20,000 steps a day, consumed countless gelatos and ate a ton of pasta and meat, drank a lot of wine and had a great time, just completely enjoyed the experience and just super grateful to be able to provide that experience for my family, for my daughters. I can't tell you what it does for you when you take some time away from your business, when you unplug from the normal course of life and you get outside of your comfort zone or you immerse yourself in a different culture, a new environment. I was just having a conversation with a really good friend of mine and he asked me, he's like, how did you do it? How do you just go away for 23 days? He had all these questions. He was like peppering me with questions. He goes, did you do any work? Like, how did it feel? Because this is somebody who hasn't really traveled outside the US and he's very, very wealthy. He's got the financial means to do it. But the thought of unplugging from business and disconnecting for an extended period of time was somewhat foreign to him. And in so many words, he told me, he was like, man, I was following you on social media and I felt inspired. And that made me really happy because that's the reason I was sharing that journey. Because it wasn't a flex by any means. It was hopefully a way to inspire you that anything you want, you can accomplish and you can achieve if you're clear, if you have a strong purpose and why, if you have an action plan, and then you get after it and then you work for it. So super grateful for my wife, Natalie, who invested the time, energy, and resources to plan that trip. Because if that relied on me, it wouldn't get done. I'm not a planner like that. And so she planned an epic 23-day vacation for us around Italy. And on today's podcast, and you'll excuse me, my throat and my voice is kind of running out on me here, but I want to talk to you about some things that I felt compelled to share with you as I was out there traveling in Italy and even the conversation I had this morning. And I want to take it a step further. I want to encourage you, and again, hopefully inspire you to make it a point on a daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, and annual basis to completely unplug from your business. You might be listening to this and saying, Alex, I love what I do. I'm passionate about what I do. And I tip my hat to you because you have a gift that a lot of people don't have. And I would tell you, it's still going to be very healthy for you to unplug from time to time. Now, the frequency and the timing might differ from person to person. I don't necessarily think or know that there's a right or wrong. For my friend who I was speaking to this morning, I don't know that he would want to get away for 3 weeks. He's like, I know you enjoy what you do. I know you love Ascend. I know you love doing the podcast and pouring into people. I'm assuming you were doing some work. And I told him, brother, honestly, outside of a couple of phone calls and checking email, I could tell you in one hand the amount of times that I checked email. And usually it was to just look at a summary. So I had my right-hand team member, Rockstar Rachel, she prepared a weekly summary for us with like the key recaps. And I pretty much just looked at those emails. And then I did hop on a couple of conversations because we found out, fortunately, and I say fortunately because that's how I choose to see it, that after about 60 days, we had a contract on my Mississippi storage portfolio, and that fell out of contract because the buyer wasn't able to obtain the financing. And I was pleased because years ago, that would have rocked me. years ago that would have derailed my ability to be present and enjoy where I was and experiencing that time with family and friends. And yeah, did it suck to initially get that email and see that? But it lasted for minutes. And then I was able to just unplug and move on. And I think that speaks to just when you're willing to commit to yourself and doing the hard work, the inner work, personal development, when you have a certain level of faith, when you have a certain level of optimism and just trusting and knowing that things will work out the way they're supposed to. And I know it does for me. Maybe I can't speak for you. But yeah, you know, it's the reason that trip was possible was because, again, I was clear on what I wanted. And I know that that's something moving forward. We want to take the most of July off. Second is when I celebrate my birthday. And it's the summer, the kids are away from school. And so a couple of years ago, we did 21 days in Greece, island hopping. I just got back from 23, 24 days in Italy. I look forward to planning that with my wife and children. Something I encourage you to do is, do you want to travel? What do you want to experience? What do you want to do? Have conversations, put that out into the universe, start to manifest that by putting it on paper, even if you don't know how you can accomplish it. You might be in a place now where you don't have the financial resources, or you might be in a 9-to-5, or maybe you have all these reasons why you can tell me you can't do something. I want you to shift and start seeing what is possible, suspending your belief about what you can and can't do, and just getting clear about what you want, not necessarily worrying about the how, but just getting to work and knowing that that's possible and knowing that you will one day experience and have those things. I can tell you that this trip was made possible because there's certain systems in the business. And then I have a key person on my team that can run those systems, a key person that I trust blindly, that can provide me updates, that can handle 99.9% of things. So that gives me the ability to just unplug. You may or may not have that person on your team, but that's why business is a team sport. I'm not telling you to go out and create and scale and grow this huge company, because that might not be what you want. But you can have a very small, profitable, headache-free, for the most part, business that doesn't rely on a ton of people, that with the right systems in place and maybe with one or two key team members, or people that you outsource or delegate work to, you can unplug for a certain period of time and business will continue to run and operate. I know that's what I just experienced, and that didn't happen overnight. I don't want to paint a picture that you just snap your fingers and that happens, but it first happens with intentionality. It happens with clarity. And then you got to get to work, right? These things just don't happen. So I do want to hopefully encourage you to figure out the timing and the frequency when it comes to unplugging from your business and getting outside your environment. I can tell you that there were some mornings where I woke up early. Our friends would prepare coffee and I'd grab a cup of coffee and I'd go out and I'd just be looking at the mountains, or I'd be looking at the water and just feeling inspired to come back on here and share what's on my heart, to continue to pour into this podcast. Ascend is going through some pretty incredible, awesome changes right now. And I'm so fulfilled with the direction that community is going and how it's growing and the people that I know God's going to put in my path and in our path. Even though the buyer fell through on the storage portfolio, there's a cash buyer. There's a couple actually really strong buyers that we're in the process of negotiating with. I know that that's going to happen when it's the right time to happen. Meanwhile, I was happy to see that I checked our storage software. And for the three facilities that I own, every single one of those experienced their best month as far as collected revenue. So the business continued to run and operate without me. It didn't require me having to run meetings and it didn't require me to have to make certain decisions. Again, that's because of having the right people, having the right systems, and being intentional, having clarity. So hopefully, my friends, that encourages you to suspend your belief about what you think is possible, write down and know what it is you want, and then get after it. Because life is too short, as cliche and corny as that may sound. There's so much of this world to experience and appreciate. Again, immersing ourselves in the Italian culture. We got to have dinner one particular night. Our Airbnb host, the lady was from Thailand and the rest of the family was obviously, they're Italian. And we got to break bread with them and listen to their stories and just see their outlook on life, their perspective, their insights. We just had conversations that really gives you a new lens on how people think and how people live and what's important to them. And you tend to grow. You can't help but grow when you start to travel, when you start to experience different cultures. So That's what I wanted to share with you. The last thing is, I think it's super important, guys, that when you have this clarity, when you operate with a certain level of intentionality, when you write things down, I think it's important that you know your tribe. I believe it's critical that you publish with the right people. And the operative word is the right people. The words I want to underscore and highlight is share with people what it is that you will accomplish. Notice I said will, not want to. There's a big difference in the mindset there. Publish with those that matter, the things that are important to you, your dreams, your goals, your aspirations, your visions. Because when you publish it with the right people, I think you'll find that certain doors and opportunities will open up to you when you're operating in that frequency, in that wavelength. Because now people know what it is that's important to you. People know what it is you're after. I can tell you that me, naturally, I'm a connector, right? One of my unique abilities, one of my strengths is communicating with people, building relationship, networking, and connecting. And I can tell you when people publish things with me, in the back of my brain, I go to work to figure out how I can help that person. What connection or introduction do I need to make? What resource do I need to send that person? So if that person never publishes what's important for them or what it is they want to accomplish with me, I may or may not know to help them, right? So don't be gun shy. Don't let these dreams, these hopes, these thoughts, these ideas, these aspirations, your visions, don't let that die inside of you, but share it with the right people. That's one of the reasons I'm extremely grateful for this podcast is I get to come on here and share with you guys what it is that I'm doing, what it is that where I failed, where I'm struggling, where I'm succeeding. I got back from this trip and I have an opportunity now to purchase a new storage facility. The fact that you guys know, hey, I'm in the storage business and I'm looking for storage, that may open up doors in the future for me. And then we have the ability to collaborate. I can add value in certain ways and you're adding value to me. And that's really what it's all about. It's about connection. It's about collaboration. It's about community. That's why Ascend was created. And shameless plug, because we got some really, really cool things happening and we're in the process of planning our next retreat. AscendYourSuccess.com if you want to have a conversation about that. But that's what I want to leave with you guys. Anything you want is possible. Suspend belief. Publish what it is that you will accomplish with the right people. And then get after it, right? If there's any way I can help you, inspire you, challenge you, root for you, cheer for you, whatever the case might be, please let me know. You know where to find me. Subscribe to this podcast, I should say. We got some cool changes and things happening, which I'm not ready to reveal and announce yet, but continue to get plugged in. flipempire.com/podcast. That'll take you over to Apple Podcasts where you can get notified. You can subscribe and get notified every single Monday when new shows come out. This is episode 705, I believe. We're going to continue to cranking here, and that's because of you and your support. So thank you, my friends. Have an incredible day. I'm excited to have experienced Italy for 23, 24 days with family and friends, and I'm equally excited to be back. I've come with a renewed sense of energy and purpose, and I'm just looking forward to pouring into this podcast, pouring into the Ascend community, continuing to operate and grow the storage portfolio, and just all the different things that are going on in my world. I hope to share that with you. And my hope is that that helps you in some way. So with that being said, have an incredible day and I'll connect with you on the next show. Hope you enjoyed that episode. But before you go, you know, I've had a lot of people recently reach out to me wanting to learn more about Ascend, wanting to understand how the mastermind component works, how the coaching relationship works. And so right now we're actually on a waiting list. But what I would encourage you to do is if you think you're the right fit and you think you could benefit from being a part of our community, head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, watch the short video, and then just click the apply to join button below. And then we'll be in contact with you if and when a spot opens up. So really appreciate you listening to Flip Empire here. And I look forward to connecting with you on the next show. Take care.